Shir Nun Gimel in Masech HaShavuos by the Rosh Hashiva, Yudal Iyar Hitov Shem Mem Ches, May 1st, 1988, on Sunday.
Shabbos. That Memala from the page, cases that are masked, Mechot Pimel Mai. But at the end of the cases, there is a big finish. Now, cases she is not like all. Even on the Reiselach is not like all. As all Shiti is, that there is a difference between Psikreshev and Michalei and Psikreshev and Michalei. That Rav Shimon is only made by Psikreshev and Michalei. But Psikreshev and Michalei, even if it's not Loi Michalei, just Loi Michalei in Dikven. So then, he's according to Rav Shimon, he's Muta. At least on the Reisala. I mean, they're all shittis in my rabbinical level, but that's not important for our terms. So, the all shitty is the chalapoches on the raisa level. Psikreshev lichbeslei is not considered mishap. Only psikreshev, when the Gemara says abaye, the Rav Damas abaye, maybe Rav Shimon psikreshev. So it's only psikreshev in michal, not psikreshev.
The
loich. The loich. For example, if somebody is tailish, unshin, weeds from the cart, and he's tailish it in order to have food for the behemoth, fodder for the behemoth. But, agavuch, the field is being improved. So, he's high, so the aloche, so the Gemara says, if he's tailish unshin for the purpose of accommodating the behemoth, food, so it has to have a certain shield. But if it doesn't have a shield, so then it's not higher, because it has to be substantial to be served as food for the name. But the question more asks, even if it doesn't have the shield, let him be nochuye on the score of chayesh, because he improves the field, because these weeds are poisonous roots. And it served the purpose. So, as because of chayesh, so the Gemara says, it all depends. If it's the holiday day, then he's chayesh v'chatos on the score of chayesh, even if he doesn't have the shield. The shield is required for chayesh, for food. So if he doesn't have the shield, it doesn't serve any purpose. But if he doesn't, but it's already day, so then it's chayv v'chatos even less nation because of chayesh. But of already chavre, so then if he doesn't get the shia, there could be a few mitzav chayesh and mitzav chayesh is not chayesh. So why is already chavre different than already day? So they are two shot. Tesis explains it on the basis of the Rosh Hashanah Gufa, because the price of corn with Abshinen Rosh Hashanah Gufa is for that. So in Mele Be'arad day, it's Shlichah Gufa, because he's nene from the fact that the detrimental growths, the weeds, are out. Otherwise, it will interfere with the field. Yeah, that's right. So, but if it is Arad Chavre, so then he doesn't care. He doesn't care. Not only if the Chavre is an enemy of his, even if he's just not an enemy, not a special friend. So Psikreshali Yachbasle. That's the Shikador. And Taisa says, but Taisa is going to know. So there is no difference between Psikreshali Yachbasle and Psikreshali. So why is Arad the Chavre a difference from Arad the Day? Because Lochshin Tzchelgum. So according to Teisves, there is no difference between Tzikreshin and Michalei or Tzikreshin and Oyechus. And Arad the Chavre is brought up because of Rav Shimon's other Aloha, Mlocho, Shein Tzricho. Here Teisves says, now let's see, the final portion of this. The kach here, what was it? We went over it Friday, but just the last portion of the date. Because you see, I mean, the fairy sophical, Omar Abashi, in his having real base, Hoyenis, the Hubo Atartinis in a lane, can come as a local period of adoption is having us, who car go mother high hearts, who man the pot at your regime and the mother ocean is having it, all the ma. Now, there is one difficulty in these stages. Let's look over how the stages grow to ignore it, increases. Omar Abashek in this Rabbi Yerbe said, Yen do what Achten is Malay. Now, there is a Braise. There is a Braise increases. But for the taste that is quotes the Gemara incorrectly. So there must be a
must be what?
Toy Sefer.
Oh.
Doesn't make any difference, but takes this quote in the name of Kamikame, what Gemara mentions in the name of Reservoir of Torah. So obviously it's a Toy Sefer. You know that Hoffman Dalek, this is a star. If somebody stirs the gecholim, in other words, he has gecholim, he has the lower layer of gecholim, and the upper layer of gecholim, and he switches them around. Okay. So the heretofore lower layer of gecholim is pushed upward, and heretofore upper layer of gecholim is pushed down. So actually, by moving the lower layer of gecholim upward, he escalates the temperature of the heretofore lower layer of gecholim, and by pushing the upper layer of gecholim to the lower level, so he's reducing the temperature
of the upper.
So there are two melachos. Kibu in respect
to the upper,
and Havore in respect to the lower. So the price says to Rabban Achiti, Chayim Shabbos, Chayev Chatos. That Tanakame says only one Chatos is Chayev. But Shim Elozarim, and we should remember the Tzoyim, Chayev Shtayim, Chayev two Chatos. So you look at the kasha, master. If the kamechavim here, based on the having here, if the kaponim of the person instead of the whole is a twofold kaponim, one to reduce the temperature of the upper, two to escalate the temperature of the lower. So why does the Kama say it's chayev only one chatos? It should be chayev two chatos for kibu and avor.
Right.
And my asking me, come chavim yom yisro haver my time my lipota. El will come chavim lahav. That is only the chavim to reduce the temperature of the upper, but not to escalate the temperature of the lower. So why does the wisdom of Tzadik say,
no, comfort there. Mechavi lahavir.
In mechavi, eluk mechavi lahavir. No, so it's not mechavi to escalate the temperature of the lower, but it's only mechavi to reduce the temperature of the upper. Did I say something else?
No, lahavir means to increase. Don't
that's right. That's right. Escalate. You know?
He's escalating the lower.
Lower. What did I say?
You said mechaber, the upper.
He's not mischaving to escalate. The lower is only mischaving to reduce the temperature of the upper. My time is man mechayev tal. So that's several things. Rav Ashi says, and that problem thing. His kavanah was only to reduce the temperature of the upper, not to escalate the temperature of the lower. So So he's only chayiv for kibul because he's mischabel kibul, but he's not mischabel for he's not chayiv for avore because he had no kabbonet for avore. The Rebbezim Reb Tzadik Sovel Lot Reb Yudei Gamadol Shem mischabel chayiv. Now, so Tesis says the Kashim Onechim. What does it deal with? Does it deal with the case of situation or a case of no situation? So Monechim, if he deals with the case of situation. So even Rav Shimon is made a right situation. So why does Tani Kame, who agrees with the Mandoma, Dovashim is Chabim, is Poter, why does he say that he's only Chayev one, he should be Chayev two, he should be Chayev for Avore two, not only for him? And if we are going to assume that he deals with the case where there is no situation, so why does Rav Lezer Rav Tzodek say that he's chayv shvayim, he's chayv chavor, also why he's a chayv chavor? Because his mother, but she was not mischabim to the mother. Because the Yudah holds Dovashim mischabim with herself. But Tesis points out that the Yudah is later that on the Raisa level, Dovashim mischabim is poter because it's not Melechus Machshev, it's some monitor. So Tesis is the terrorist that he takes reference to the case where there is a situation. There is a situation. So maybe that's the reason as to why Rav Tzadik says that he's chayev shtayim, because he's chayev one chatos for kibul, and he was chayev another chatos for avor, even though it was not his chavu avor, but it's a situation. It's a situation. So the question is, so why does Tanna Kamma say he's only chayev for kibul? Not chayev for avor, but it's a situation. The answer is when the Gemara says Tanna Kamma sovel lo kachin dovashim mischabim poter, it really means not dovashim mischabim, because Rav Shimon says two halachas: one dovashim mischabim is mutar for avor kule, and halacha shemitzricha gufo is poter by Shabbos. So dovashim mischabim means halacha shemitzricha. That's one. Then there is another price. Two other prices. Tommy Abron Achit, the Holy Shabbos, is Hanumber, the Hugo Malayer, Tone Chode, Chayev, Tone Yidach Pot. So one price says if somebody is staying in the Holy, he should ignore them to warm up his hands. He feels cold. So he has a stove, a furnace with the Holy, upper layer, lower layer. So he tries to stir it, so he disturbs the whole. In order to warm up his hands, he shouldn't freeze. His hands shouldn't freeze. So, as he's hitting the whole in his hand, in other words, he doesn't intend to escalate the temperature of the lower, the heretofore lower the whole. Let's say, the heretofore lower the temperature at the present moment of the heretofore lower the holding is 400 degrees down. But since these the holding is the 400 degrees Fahrenheit are on the lower level, they are far away from his hands, so his hands are freezing. But by stirring up the holding, so we move them closer to him. Like this, the holding now here, and the holding now here. So when he stirs the holding, so the holding now here. So they are closer to his hands. So mainly his hands will not freeze. But even if the temperature of the here to fall lower, the holding will not be escalated. Let's say, at this moment, the temperature is 400 degrees. Suppose it remains constant 400 degrees. But when he puts them closer up here, so it's closer to his hands, so he doesn't feel cold, his hands don't feel cold. So even if the temperature will not be escalated from 400 degrees to 600 degrees,
he'll be happy.
He'll be happy because they will be closer to his hands, like this, when they are at the bottom, so they are far away from his hands, so his hands feel cold. But when the same Gehola, the same temperature, will be placed here, closer to his hands. And if you keep his hands right here, the Gehola, so his hands will not freeze. So even if the temperature will not be escalated, it will be happening. But the fact is, as a result of moving upward, the Gehola, so not only
he escalates,
not only are the Gehola closer to his hands, the temperature is escalated also from 400 degrees Fahrenheit to 600 degrees Fahrenheit. So he doesn't mind that. He enjoys it, because after all, even though his hands will not freeze without the escalation of the temperature, but it's escalated, so it's more warm, so he enjoys it more. But he wouldn't do it if not for the fact that at this moment the Geholim are far away from his hands, so he's freezing, his hands are freezing. So, the Gemara says, Tomer Abrahachit Yechon Yishabes Yishamon Behem, Yehuvo Malayim, Tomer Chod Echayi Letomim Yochbo, Vatan Yechayi Fesom Lochim Tzul, Gufo Chayi Ola, Vodi Tomer Potter, Fesom Lochim Tzul, Gufo Potter Ola. So the other guy said that about Chit Yechon Yishamon, so one price says that he's chayev, and one price says
he's potter.
So the price that says he's chayev, so that goes according to the Mandoma, that Moloch Shem Tzvon Guf is chayev, like the Yud. And even though he was not mishaving that the temperature should be escalated, he was only having to move over to the hole closer to his hands, but it was escalated, even though since it's already before, because he doesn't need the escalation of the temperature. All he needs is that the hole should be closer to his hands, so he shouldn't feel so cold. But he's still higher, because the Loch is only before he's higher. In other places, it says he's potter, a call to the Rav Shimon, Lochim Tzvon Gufo. He's potter since he doesn't need it, so it's Lochim Tzvon Gufo. These are the prices. Now, let's see the dates now. The question you see is very awesome. What is this? Was Mechadish here, that even Rav Yude says, Lochim Tzvon Gufo, if it doesn't involve a situation, but if it involves a situation, then everybody will say to his wife, but you then
maybe she.
Now he says, Kosher, you feel yourself to go home, Rabashi, and he's having you say, he's who got and come to the tribunal of the Russian Shab Mose, who car, come at the high hat, man the pot of Shin, the Russian Shab Mutea, all the marsh of the Russian Shab Mose, and that you have to be sharp is not all. The Israel and the horse of Mabe Psychrace, she has her clouds and cash is white. So he says, can come to the tribunal, but that's not right. Can come to the tribunal of the Russian. So it's a very same thing. So you have to begin us here. Tanikame, Sogolo, Kirabshimen, Dovash, Dovash, and Yishab, and Yispotea, Ukakom, and Chaiho, Umandi. So, Tanikame, Sogolo. So, Ablazab Rapsodic, that's what it should be changed. Ablazab Rapsodic, Sogolo, Krabjude, Dovash, and Yishab, Mosa, Ukakom, and Chaiho, Khatos, Umandi Potter, there's a Tanikame, not Ablazab Rapsodic. Uman son of Lois, it should be changed. Instead of Tanekame, Rabbeza Barabzodik, so the water of you. The Vadosh was Hamas. Ukah, Kamal Chai Pratus, Uman the Potter, the Tanekame, Uman the Potter Krabshimen, the Vadosh was Hamut, I mean that's obvious. All the Mashma, the Vadosh was Hamas, all the Jude, I feel the Shabbos not here. Yishlein at the Hosma, the Psychrish, שיאפשר פלאו יובי סרייני סימו יבורה תחתן יחוש שיח מחשבש ואף עוד אף that so the question is so why does Tanikame say that he's only chayev one for kibbutz, not for avore.
But
that's all he wanted. Once again, the avar gab the habit of sitchreishet part of the shem. We should have the you hold the knockout. So, the more means that the kame several of Shereshime, the Omar Dogo, the Omar Lochashim, so the group for pot. So, why does the more use the Rosh in this habit? Because of that, one expression is alright. Because usually, when the more refers to Rashim is doing the Rosh in this habit, so the Rosh in this habit muta. Rashim doesn't say only poter. But here the Gemara says, "Tanakam is sovereign of Rav Shimon, and all our donation is chabim potter. But donation is chabim is mutar chabchira, not only potter. The answer is according to what Jesus says, so it's nirchet, because it doesn't mean donation is chabim. It means loshen tzol gupo. Loshen tzol gupo is only potter, but it's also the rabbon. But the question is, so why does the Gemara use the expression donation is chabim if the Gemara means loshen tzol gupo? Why does he use the expression Dovo Shem Yishchabe? V'yishli Mados, V'ab Tzikreishi Shef, Shatlau Yom Yisrael Yisgurafon, V'chosh Yilach Rashevet, V'yaf Al Gav, D'ab Tzikreishi Shef, Pot Rav Shimon, Shilab Loch Shetzvot Gufo, D'nitzor Rav Oras Tachtenis, V'hod Nokat Mishne Yishchabe, Mishne Yishchabe, V'nokat Tanetame Ke, Tanetame Ke Rav Yude, in other words, Tanetzor. So, he should say, you should say Rav Lezer Barab Sodeh Kerab Yudeh, not Anikame Kerab Yudeh, but again Rav Lezer Barab Sodeh Kerab Yudeh Don Amloch Hashem Tzorim Guva Chayev Mishim Ribus and Rav Yudeh Noka Yiloi Tein Medu Nechayev Rav Yudeh Amloch Hashem Tzorim Guva El Amloch Hashem Yishchav Las Amloch Ki Mechabi Dachlo Shalei Shal Yizit Verabi Shem Yishchav Lo Kibu Avo Osom Shem Yishchav Lo Havar Atachtein Eiz Loi Komashmo Kibu So Mezal Barab Tzodek is Mechayim. Uvahim Dachiti Yecholim, that's the first crisis. And then the second set of crises, in regard to the case of Chiti Yecholim is Chamin, there the Gemara spells out Loch Shem Tzrichon Gupo. It's of Loch Hatzrichon Gupo. Uvahim Dachiti Yecholim is Chamin, Uvahim Malayim Nokato Rabbid of Loch Shem Tzrichon Gupo. Shein is Chavin, ולהוכה, לוח של צורי גופו, חי, דו רב שימן, אף עוד דעת, דין כבנו של האוויר, מלפות הרב שימן, דין כבנו של האוויר, המצריך לגופו, וכל מוקים כאילו להניח לי את האחר בורא, מותרים בישן נשחב, ולהוכה לנו כפי שני נשחב, נשחב אינו איזה ליניס, מניח לי לעבור הסתכתי נשחב, שהריבוני או בישי יחלי שני נשחב, אף עוד דעת, דעת, סקרש, ולבשים למשור בחיל בכל מסחמי, אף אגב יותר את הבני משמע, דעתי לו יש להחתיר לליז, להחתיר לו לבהים לבאר על ידי חייב, חתו סביב דו, his purpose at that moment was not to improve the field. His purpose is to accommodate the behim with food, but since it's his field, and the field will become improved, he'll be cured of the detrimental weeds, some melee is considered to loch atzrichon gufo. It's a chayv chatos b'chol shu'af al-gabdi mishchadu yapis ha-karki. So, he'll be able to chom loch ha-shem tzrichon gufo, ken chitam mishchadu. But there too, he enjoys the fact that the temperature is escalated. The hosom ha-hopishim mishchadu yapis, aman sabi yinichale. אבל בכי תאינים אין את עבור הזו, אם לא יעבור הזו יסחבי. Why? Because as long as the holy will be closer to his hands, so he feel warm up. וחיד משאינים אין את ביבירו, מנסחבו להביר, והבא מלוח השם צריכם. So, according to these days, we have three levels. We have סקרי Michal Ibiro. Ibiro.
What is Gabiro?
Gabiro means very much. Oh. And that Psychration and Nanali Ibiro. And then we have a Psychration, the Loy Michal, the Loy Yachpasu. And Then we have situation in Yichalei, but not with you. Not with you. No. So, what is Teis Hashit? So I said, fine. Teis Hashit is not like that. The Oruch makes a distinction between situation in Yichalei and situation in Yichalei. Now, Abaye in the Habamina at first held that Tavshimen is matter, the Roshim is Tavim, even in case of situation. Then Abaye conceded to Rove that in case of situation, the Pshimen is made. The Doroshim is Chavin is Chavin. Is Chavin is Chavin. So the Ochshit is Abaye only conceded to Rove, and Abaye and Rove hold that in the case of situation, the Yichare, so is considered as Chavin. But situation, Loyach Peslei, is not considered as Chavin. Even according to Maskona Babai, even according to Rabbi, but Teis Hashit is not. According to Maskona Babai and Rabbi, so Psikreishe, so even Psikreishe, the Loyich Peslei is also high, according to Rabbi. Because Psikreishe, the Loyich Peslei is Al-Budin considered as Chavin. Is Al-Budin considered Chavim, but according to the Habamin of Abaye, so Psikreishe, the Loyich Peslei, Rav Shimon, according to Rav Shimon, is Potter, Nita. Mashenki, Psikreishe, the Nichalei, so then even the Habamin of Abaye held that is high. So what's the difference? Because Psikreishe, the Nichalei, according to Israel, is considered Mamish is Chavim, actual Kabbalah. But Kabbalah means he has to spell it out in his mind, oh, I am Chavim. As long as he does something that entails an Elohim and he's Nehemeh from the fact that an Elohim is done, it's considered actual is Chavim, not just constructive Chavim, halachic Chavim, I mean little Chavim. Actual Kabbalah, the actual Kabbalah, you see. But some male Yimma Bayan Havami, who did not concede this yet, that there is a special aloha, that situation has a din of this Kabbalah. So, but in the case of Michalei, it's not, we don't have to resort to a din of this Kabbalah. It's actual Kabbalah, yes?
How could we say that Havir the Gemara was on Laish Paslay alone? Even Loich Paslei, according to Baye Barova, you lemais and not chayiv because it will end up being a malachus and it's rikul gufo. And the Baye Barova said it be chayiv.
One second. So the nafkumina would be Gabi Kotter, Gabi Shabbos.
Oh, that's what they would be saying.
And even Gabi Shabbos, it's two separate halachas by Rav Shimon. As if they have been two separate halachas. What difference does it make? They happen to be said by the same time. But there is no logical connection. You see the Rambam in Paschals like Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon's halacha of Doroshim is Chavim, as it's put about the Rekolei, and the Loshim is going to do for you Paschals like Rav Yudet. It just happens that Rav Shimon says both halachas, but there is no logical connection. And then, in called Nachtimunis, even according to Rav Shimon, who says both halachas, the Nachtimunis would be where there is no dean of law. Anyway, so Taisa says that situation in Yichalei, even according to the Habamin of Abai, so Rav Shimon held that it's high, holds it's high, even called Habamin, because the situation in Yichalei is considered actual Yichalei. But when did Abaye say in the Habamim that situation of Shimon is also saying it's Mutea, is the situation of Yichas? So then actual Kavon is lacking. But then, obviously, two actual Kavon is lacking. But it's special Allah. He has a dinner in his heart, a constructive Kavon, legal Kavon, halachic Kavon, but not actual Kavon, not actual Kavon. So melee in the I say the deal Zuitan Khati Geholin is having the base kol yevitz yuhuva atachtinis malayim. So he's not nenech from the havore of the tachtinis, because his kavone was to reduce the temperature. So on the contrary, he doesn't like the fact that the heretofore lower the holy, so the temperature becomes less low. He doesn't like it, because he wants to reduce the temperature, not to escalate the temperature. But he cannot have it any other way, so anyway he does it. But since he's not nenech from the havore of the tachtenis, so mele actual kavonet he doesn't have. Actual kavonet he doesn't have. But al pidi, it's considered mischav. So mele the Gemara uses the expression mischav, because b'mtzias is a mischav. Mashein kein, but b'mtzias is a mischav, but al pidi it's mischav. But so what does it mean? What does the moral mean? Final analysis in mischaving, but the expression in mischaving is proper, because b'mtzias is not mischaving. Mashein kein, in the other place, opachit b'chorim kidim mischaving. So there too is not mischaving mamish to escalate the temperature of the lower the chorim. He is mischaving mamish only to bring them closer. But since he'll enjoy it even more, the fact that not only are the lower the holy closer to his hands, but they have a higher temperature, so mele it is considered mamish mischav. Still, one price says he's potter, because the whole Lachash and Tzukul Gufu is proper. But that's why the Gemara doesn't use the expression in a mischavim, because here it's actual mamish mischav. That's the issue. Then Tesis makes another distinction between the two. There are two kinds of Michale. Michale Yudiru and Michale but Shaloi Yudiru. In other words, Michale Yudiru means there is a substantial Michalei Shalom is a minimum amount, but it's not a substantial. What's not the meaning between a substantial nene and the minimum nene? It's not meaning is in regard to the Lachash and Tzimayim. In the case of Ateyish, Unshin, and being already day, so then even though at that particular moment he's doing it, not for the purpose of improving the field, of curing the field from the detrimental disease, because that could be done later. Time is not of the essence, that he should be matriarch himself now to pluck out the detrimental disease. So the reason is why he's plucking out weeds right now,
for babies,
because he has to have food for the babies. Babies are hungry. But otherwise, he wouldn't do it now. But he would do it anyway, in order to cure the field from the detrimental weeds. But he would do it later, an hour later. There's no rush. Why is he in a rush? To do it now? Because the behaviors are. So that, but since the plucking out of the weeds in order to cure the field of the poisonous weed is something that concerns him very much, even though it's not the motivating cause at this moment. The motivating cause for his action, for his decision to pluck out the weeds, is to accommodate the babies. Babies are hungry. So time is of essence. But the fact that the soda has to be cured of the poisonous weeds, time is not of the essence. He could do that later. But since it is done, and he would do it anyway for that purpose, so it's considered nene bibiro. So if it's nene bibiro, then it's considered loch atzricha ugufa also. So they all he's interested in
bring the cold closer
to affect substantial warmth in the house so that his hands will not freeze. And by bringing the coals closer to his hands will not freeze. But even without escalating the temperature of the lower of the home, so he'll be able to eliminate the freezing sensation that he has now. But as a result of stirring the holy, so not only are the lower the holy closer to his hands, the temperature is escalated also. And he enjoys it even more. But even though he enjoys it even more, but he would never be matriach himself to stir the holy in order to escalate the temperature. He's matriach himself. He goes out of his way and he decides to stir the holy, even though in mountains of Greece sometimes you can touch the burning hot, the hot, the holy, you burn. So he does all that. Why? Because he can't stand the freezing sensation that he has. But in order to dispel the freezing sensation, it's enough just to bring the coals closer to him. Without escalating. The fact is that Arav Ruach is escalated too, so he enjoys it. But this difference between the warmth that you feel without escalation and the warmth, the greater warmth that you feel with escalation of temperature, so could not be a motivating factor. So Mele, but since he enjoys it more, so he's considered Mele, but Mele Shalom Bibiro. So Mele Shalom Bibiro is not considered Meloch HaTzefer Gufo. Only Mele Bibiro is considered Meloch HaTzefer Gufo. But Mele Shalom Bibiro is not considered Meloch HaTzefer Gufo. But as far as being considered Mamesh Mishave, so even Mele Shalom Bibiro is considered Mamesh Mishave. Not din is happening, but mamish. That's the issue. All right. Now I would like to go over. I said Friday, the same tasteless is discussed in Yume, except that Yume tasteless is more mamish. More mamish. It's longer tasteless. This is also long tasteless. But this tasteless occupies, you know, let's say, half of an omelet. But the tasteless in Yume, is much longer. I'm a doubt. Now the Mishnah says in Yume doubt. Lamed Aleph from the case that the King Godel, you know, and Kippur, the King Godel had to make them tefillahs, and many more, Kiddush Shabbat Paraguayim, and Kia. So,
the last week said,
if the King Godel was an elderly person or a weak person, so he might catch a cold. The number of the tears yet raised in cold water. So in order to accommodate the struggle, that to reduce the discomfort to eliminate, so the children so used to warm up the water. How do you warm up the water? People can't warm up water to disappear it. So the Arab people we used to heat
iron
metal rods at high temperature. And then Anukipa they would take these warm rods and dump them in the base of filling. So Mele that took away the chillness of the water in the base of filling in the midway. So that is so the Morris says. That from thousands of days. Tiny, Omar of you, as a shini shall barzel on the mechani merim nakipurim tim sich zimri kidei she tofik tzinosan tofik tzinosan. So the more as a kasha of all the mitzari, how were they allowed? In other words, that's temporary. They take a piece of metal, that's why the tzeya piece, meats used to be. They still do it today. So temporary metal, in other words, you take a piece of metal, and you heat it at a very high temperature, and then you dump it in cold water, so that strengthens the metal, and it becomes more firm, more sturdy, and it acquires different physical qualities. So that's the law, magnification. In other words, he's strengthening, he's making the metal kele, more sturdy. So here too, the kehanim heated the vats of metal, Erev and Kippur, and then in Kippur they took the wall that was still hot from Erev and Kippur, and they
put it in cold water.
They put it for the Kippur night, because the King God had to make tefillahs, many tefillahs. So then, in effect, they won't carry the piece of metal, so it's in the law. So how were they allowed to do it? Because in order that a piece of metal should become tempered, strengthened, then we must heat it at a very high temperature. Let's say, 1,000 degrees. I'm just saying that. But if you don't heat it at that high temperature, so then dumping it, cold water will not temper the piece of metal. So maybe here they didn't heat it at such a high temperature that as a result of dumping that piece of metal in cold water, it should be tempered. So you need to love the law. So we deal with it. By Omar Abdi, so we deal with it. By Omar, I feel it in which we deal with it. The Roshim is having it, because after all, the Kaponi by the Kehani was not to temper the piece of metal, to take away the chillness from the piece of tefillah, so the Roshim is having it, so it was moved. So you know, who said so? Abai, I feel it in which we deal with it. The Roshim is having it. ומי אמר אבאי הוכה, ועתן יפסר או לא עושה, אפילו שאין שום בהרס יוקד. סורבי רבי אשן, סורבי אשן לא נזל פעם בפוסי, יפסר או לא עושה, ותהי, סמבדי הזה נגע צורס, אם כי נמילה, סור, יעסקים וכוי יפתימי מעול, איבן, איבן לא, ואי, כמובן לא, יהודי הבאי, tired from the Yetzirah. And there is a lot of the rice in Shamloch of the Yetzirah. You're not allowed to remove the Yetzirah. How can you marry? That's the first question. Because the essence of Mila is they have a lot of the Shamloch of the Yetzirah. Vadir Bokolom. So, why do you need a person? Without a person, we don't have to resort to essence. The essence he should remove that because he's not mischabin to tie to us. All his mischabin is to remove the oil, the false, not to be tired to us. So don't you mischabin, you should remove that. Anyway, the reason is why Rabbi Yashi has to resolve this special question. Otherwise, it would be also because Rabbi Asher holds like a new generation is having the Yosef. So maybe without a special Yosef also, it would be also. So we see that and here, Rabbi Yudin is saying, Asher Shi Shal Barzel, Hoyim Mechani Me'arabi Matipurim, Umatil Mishirtin, and Kirishitot Tzim Yosef. So how can Abayi say that the reason as to why
he was muta is because he's davashim ischabel. But Rav Yudah is saying it, and Rav Yudah holds, Abai himself says that according to Rav Yudah, davashim ischabel is muta. So the more, so here I have two gersons. One gersi is hanu lebe cholatere kule. Aval hoche yute rabonon bein shmuz bein yivdo. So Rashi says that that's not the correct gersi. So Rashi says, so how is Rashi gers? Hanu lebe cholatere kule. Aval hoche tziruf rabonon. Bicholatere yivdo the reis in kitzit bayar. תרסי משום נגע צרח. בוא ממה, בגיל בראש, היה קוסמיטה בהר. ומיד יש לו גרסינון דוקטורי טיימא בין נסחה בהם. Now let's go over the thesis. In you, very long time. חני, מיד יש לו את הרייס, אבל לא חציב את הרבונון, הוכן כבר שחשי. ולו גרסינון אין שמוש במיד דוד, because there was another girl saying there's a girl saying more is falling. חני, מיד יש לו את כולי אבל לא חד הרבונון. They choose the midosh. So Rashi says we are not there as that. We are sinning for the midosh. And before she gave him that to Rabbi is Chavim. Like in Surah the Rai said, to learn in Chavim we go so be Rabbanon. Apilu bin Dine. So Rashi is there as yours. Not in Shvi the midosh. But Hanim Milu Chater Kule. Aval Hoche Tzirut Rabbanon. So Mele, even Rabbi Yudah is made it. The Dovashem is Chavim is Buddha. Because the Yudah only says the machine is Chavim is also in Meloch Eder Aisim. But in Meloch Eder Abonon, the Yudah is made that the machine is Chavim
is Mut.
The machine is Chavim is Mut. The machine is Chavim is Mut. That's how Rashi explains. Not on the basis of Inch Fuzim. You kill it. So in Forash Kim Dafil Yad Mishabel like in Surah Dera he say Kiloy Mishabel we go to the Rabbon Afil Mugine because of the in Kimashma in Yitzir of Rabbon we also have you in the Kilo Mashma you also become a Rabbi Gufe Osom Hameich and Shepin Men Mayim Meit Mishir Mayim Kulika Mishim Tzari Rabbi Yudah Gamor Mishab Moser. Kettle with cold water because the dafni, the walls of the kettle and the shalim of the kettle are very hot. So by filling it up with cold water, it's like dumping it in cold water. So you will be tempering the kettle. So and even though his kavone is not to temper the kettle, his kavone is to make the water, the heretofore cold water, look more. Deal because Rabbi Yudah holds Dovashim Yishchabim is also, and the Mishneh can call to the view of Rabbi Yudah. But here, according to Rashi's Girse, the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Yudah is made by Tziruf, that he's only in the Rabbonon, so Dovashim Yishchabim is Muta Lechatchile, so there too it should be Muta Lechatchile, so why does the Gemara say that according to Rabbi Yudah it's also to fill up the kettle with cold water because he will be tempering the kettle. Because he will be in Gimash, he will have a lot of Yudah. He will be in Kiromash and also he will be in Kiromash. He will be in Kiromash and he will be in Kiromash and he will be in Kiromash and he will be in Kiromash. The Rebbe Yudah is the one who says, Mi holy kash, the Motze, Lishnuye, the Tzir of Hashashi is Dafke, the Rabbon. Shein Yom Keli, Vein Yom Lassis Men Keli, would say. בצירוב דהשתי רב הנגמר מלאכתי, אבל מי חמשו כלי בצירוב שלי יוגמר מלאכתי אבל רייס. הוא קצי, בתחשי זו נסיים בצירוב איזה רבונו לגבי השישי של ברזל, it's not a finished best. It's still in a good stage, it's not even fastest in the best. So there, צירוב איזה רבונו. מה שאין כן קטלו, כי זה finished father. So it's a real kele. So then Tziruf tempering a finished kele. So that's the rise. We could say that. But He says, there's another kash. You question say per kilo. I'm going to call a yichad come a chavin piece or a raise. The loin a chavin goes a rapshine. The call a yichad come a chavin let his or a raise. The loin a chavin we goes a person. Gay a bit of it is absolute up and he is a chayab. He can be really political and also up to the chayab. The chayab a chavin let his or a raise. They are one mandoma who don't pass for like that mandoma. But one man Doma says, I'll leave it to Rav Shimon, who says, Doma Shem is Chavim, is Mutar Katchile, so it's only Mutar and Moloch and Rabo. Masha'im Kei, and Moloch and Raise, so Rav Shimon will say, that Doma Shem is Chavim, is also in Rabo. But Rav Yudei is Chilek, that even in Moloch and Rabo, so Doma Shem is Chavim, is also. So it's contrary to what Rashi says here in Yume. That Rav Yudei is made it, that Moloch and Rabbonon, Dovashim is Chavim is Mutar. So, Umi Koshev said, Tereqir Amon, Kol Yichad Yichom Chavim Kisol Raise, 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 Pirash Kim Geomit of Saps, the Kitze, the Habe Chirish Vachayad, it's not a derech of people to make a chritz by using a chair. So if you want to make a chritz, you use a shovel. You don't, or an axe. You don't use a chair. So mainly shakrahayad. So and the Rabbi says you're not allowed to pull a chair over the carcass. Why? Because he might make a chrit, even if he makes a chrit. If we're only being lochet rabbonon because it's shakrahayad. So we see that Rabbi asos davashim mischave even in lochet rabbon. Und ich habe wieder für den Ehren, die geht es ab, und ich habe gesagt, 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 wo ich mein Porch bei Heres, du musst mir fragen, und ich preise, und ich habe gesagt, ich mache eine Liefermasse mit den Beiden, und ich habe gesagt, ich habe gesagt, all that is Menschen nowadays. Ich habe gesagt, 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 ich According to Rashi, why did the Gemara have to resort to the Raise of Boso, Psalolosia, to the Mokitim, Heretz, Yokim, Abin Rabbi Ashe, Abin Kolomeli, Abin Rabbi Yudeh, why did the Gemara have to resort to all that? It's a Mishnah Mefereshes in Beitze. The Rabbi Yudeh says one is not allowed to pull a chair over the carcass, lest to make a chritz. Even though it's in his Chavim, so it's a Mishnah Pereshes that Rabbi Yudeh holds, don't see his Chavim in Rosa. Why did the Gemara have to resort to Kashes from Psalos? How do we see his Chavim in Rosa? And the Muslimina, and the Chavim in Rabbaye, the Abaye, Tvei Avrasi, and the Rabbi Yudeh Masnitz Mehdeh, Vei Shu Meichi Kol Asforim, the Vrashi is Meichi Kol Asforim, who are Gereis. Hanu Chatele Pule, Aval Hoche in Shmiz Bimidosh. So, Rashi is Meichi Vergirse. Veichi Meirik Vasvon Vivon, Banu Chatele Pule, Aval Hoche Tzriuk Drabon, in Shmiz Bimidosh. In Alkinir Levi, Dabai Omar Aputene, Shiki Alitziu, Dovashin Mishabin, Zmuter, Peirush Minatere, Di Aval Gam Drabon Oser, in Shmiz Bimidosh, ופורך נאמר הבאיו דורשים נשחב ולביצה אלו מדרבון ובאה תניה מייסר קוש מבו דורשים נשחב מוסר מדראי זה ומשנה נדורך אתרי פולו עושה שנשחב וכי נשחב אל אברוך הפרד משבש תרצי במלך מחשב איזה במשיח של הסם רוח אשר איזה היו כבר ציר ובירוך הבא קולי נשחב אל דרבונון צור בוא דרבונון ניצור שיער But still, since someone's in Rabbonon, so he's speaking to me. So Tetzis is here, Abul Hoche Tzir of the Rabbonon, not Tzir of the Rabbonon, because Tzir of the piece of metal, not the finished fragments of the Rabbonon. Tzir of the Rabbonon, because here he's not mischaving to Tzir. So that's only the Rabbonon also. Even according to the Yudha, who says that was mischaving, he's also with the rights of the Rabbonon, but by Shabbat, there is special, there is also so the Rabbi is making it in the right situation is having to look at each other. But the Rabbonon is also, since only the Rabbonon is also in the Rabbi, so Mele in Shmuz the Mekdash, in Shmuz the Mekdash. So the Zeki Pirushri, the Hashtu Uchichon, to the Rabbi, the Dovashim is having Mutter mit der Reise gab es ja. Und mit dem ist es, Hülkach zurück auf dem Schabendrabon, so wie das, wie ist vor ihm, das ist nur behäge, aber auch noch mal schäme, das ist ja, die Zeug, die Schrie, was die Wuchen, der Bühne, der Wuchen, die Schabend, Mutter mit der Reise, gab die Schabes, na, es war ein Christ, es kasche, wenn es kasche ist. So there is a way to answer the question. First of all, Thesis explains this Gemara. Thesis explains this Gemara on the basis of the concept that Rabbi is made by Shabbos, the Rosh Hashanah is not a smart thing. Because of, it's not the Lach Hashanah. Because Lach Hashanah implies that when is in Roch Osam the Rai say, by Shabbos, only when the person who does the Roch knows that he does the Roch. But how you say, I'm not a smart somebody has in his pocket anything, but he doesn't know he has in his pocket anything. And then he goes outside and he carries it the whole day, and he's not in there and lock it out. But they're right. So, there are some machine machine, some machine machine. In other words, some meditation says, when the kids who are one walks on the present shop, the people say you cannot allow to walk. Less do block out of this. But the really thing it's not possible that I should block out of this. Because it's not blocks not shellis. Because when is it possible that I say when a person is certain that he's going to do a block? But here I want to stop walking out of this. Am I certain that I'll do the walk and maybe yes, maybe not? So there is no awareness and knowledge in certain. I only know there is a possibility that I'll block out the rest. So then it's not a surprise. There are some of the shamans, even though most of the shamans hold like things, but there are some of the shamans who say that when do we say it's not Rats Machelis, like who is showing the can be Mishofar, so then he has no idea that he might be wrong. I don't know, I have a hand in him, I have all kinds of things in my mind. I go out. So I don't have any idea that I might carry on Shabbos. Mashenkin here, he knows when he starts walking on the rest that he might block out, but he's not certain. So Taisa Shiti is left to tell us his life, he has to know it as a certain. And the assumption involved, even if he knows it, not as a certain, just as a possibility, so it's also customary. But his Rishiti is only if he knows it as he said. Now, look here at Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir points out that Rashi in Shabbos agrees with Tesis proposition that Rabbi Meir is made the Dorosh and Shabbat by Shabbos is not a son of Rashi. But Rashi is made it. King Kosab Rashi in Shkiro says King Kosab Rashi will come up Kuf Kofala from the base before a mass going to the Torah. Let's see the Rashi. The fourth line from the end of the Omet, Daf Kuf Chafale from the base, the fourth line from the end of the Omet, in Bilmo Vitume, Loi Shiyamu Dorobi Agen Rehegi, Elo Kishayilich Vitume, Noha Shiyakol Vitono, in Tzor Vishamit Nenu, Elo Beich Eneilich, Vimei Vibrechosi Yomus, Hoyo Vimei Nishamu, Nishabu, Dorosh in Nishabu Rabi Yudem in Rabbonu, So Christus says, Christus, I mean Rashi himself tells about it, that when the Buddha says Dovashim is Chavim, is Osea, by Shabbos is something that happened in the Reise now. Or they're calling it the Reise, and by Shabbos not. So the male in Mokh Tzara goes up, so if somebody walks on the road, and they are
said to Masjid,
and he walks in the normal way with his boots, you know, so he's not afraid lest he'll be his foot will be beaten because he's wearing high boots. So he's allowed to walk the normal way, and even though as a result of walking the normal way, he might kill Nochash Has. Other magic doesn't matter because he doesn't even see upon what he steps. He just walks on this. So it's in his habit. The Peter says in his habit, he's also, but there's only the above. So in the case of Tzad, of the possibility of music, so then there is no Israel. So Rashi spells it out that Dovash and Yisrael by Shabbat and the Rabbi is only also the Rabbi. And how can we understand Rashi Shite that by Shvus Dovash and Yisrael is Kita Kodesh? If Rashi Shite had been that Dovash and Yisrael are called Rabbi, if by Shabbat is also the Rabbi, say, some Meire, it should be also having Shvus too, but different. How do you think Rabbi can rise? The answer is, because Rashi agrees in the Shite, the Dovash and Yisrael in the Lord of the Rabbi say by Shabbos, is not also the Rabbi, so it's not also the Rabbonon. So maybe we can say that by the Lord of the Rabbonon, so it's like Exeher, Exeher, it's like Exeher, Exeher, so it's good. But if Rashi Shite had been that in the Rabbi, it doesn't make any difference whether he's mischabin or not mischabin. So, by Lachan Rabbonon, by Lachan Rabbonon, Dovash Mischabin should also be Osa. Why does Rashi say here that by Lachan Rabbonon, Dovash Mischabin's Buddha? Yes?
But what about Kol Torah Kulo? Rashi was saying, according to Rashi, even by Lachan Rabbonon, Rabbi Yehuda would answer? Only by Shabbos, because by Shabbos, the regulated Mischabin is also only in the Rabbonon?
Yeah.
Mashman Rashi, the B'chol HaTorah Kul also. Rashi says B'chol HaTorah B'Yisur D'Rayas HaKagoyin Koytis B'Heres. As if B'chol HaTorah Kul were being Yisur D'Rabbanon, then Avada Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't say it's Yisur. It's not Mefurish indeed.
Yeah, it's not Mefurish. I want to explain it. Now, the thesis here says Avul Hoche Tzir D'Rabbanon V'Yishvuz B'Yish. But Rashi says Lur Yassimot V'Yishvuz B'Yish. Why in the way as not? The Yishvuz B'Yish lo yasinon do tole taime bein mishab. Mishab. But there is a Gemara. The Yishvuz B'Yish, many Gemara's, the Yishvuz B'Yish. Primarily in Eirad, but in Tzokim also. But primarily the Sugi of the Yishvuz B'Yish is Neira and Lafkin Beis. It's also mentioned in Tzokim, that's on the Dallas and the Chay. So, why does Rashi say that Loi Gassina, Rashi can deny that there is a Halacha?
And Shvuz
B'Yidosh. And since Rashi Shite is that Dovash and Mischabe, Mischabe Kvega Pintzal, Dav Kuf Kuf Al, Dovash and Mischabe, by Shabbos. So Rashi himself says like this, it's only awesome that I'm born, so it should be Mutea. It should be Mutar anyway because of Yishvuz B'Yidosh. Why does Rashi say Loi Gassina Yishvuz B'Yidosh? But we are Galteres, Tzirot is Rabbon, because Sivum by Asher Shias is Rabbon. No! Even if it had been the Raisi, but here it's Dovash and Yishvuz, and Dovash and Yishvuz by Shabbos is not like Shabbos. So maybe it's only us in Rabbon, and maybe it should be Mutar B'Yidosh. And here it was B'Yidosh. So we have to see the halachas of Yishvuz B'Yidosh. The basic mocker for Yishvuz B'Yidosh
is
Yaakov Beis Nerv. Nagar Hanigra, Nerv B'Yidosh. Now a nigra means like this. Suppose you have a hole in the door. Then you push in a certain valve net in the hole. And by pushing in the valve in the hole, you
march
it so you can open it and you can close it. So it doesn't involve the lock of the rice. It's not the lock of the rice. It's not being yet. It's not there yet. But in the Rabbanon, it is also. In other words, let's say, suppose you don't have a vase, but you have a hole in the door, and then by pushing, by thrusting a yosef in the hole, you can close the door, you can open up the door. So it's not just on the right to open the door, but it's just on the other. So the beginning, you're not allowed to open up the door that way. Because the other one is just...
You're the second king.
It's like being, it's like putting in a lock, you know, in the door. In the doors. But with the Rabbanon, it's also Bindini. But the door shakes with the leader. So that's the basic mokia for the Shkidimush. And then the Gemara mentions other things. Marzilu Ritiya Bindosh, Avoloi Bindini. In Bitrilo Kandikanos. In other words, suppose somebody has a knock on his finger. So he has to put he has to put a band-aid with certain medication on the finger. And he has to, the medication has to spread out, you know, evenly. So then it involves in the Lach of the Mach. But suppose the medication was already smeared from before, it's not in the bending can reach. He now, for the first time, smears the anointment. He has a band-aid, and every day before Shabbos, he has been
changing
the band-aid, but it fell off, so he has to put it on again. It doesn't involve any smoothing out of the ointment and the band-aid. So it doesn't involve any isa de raise. But with the Rabbanon it's also, Rashi says, so it's also because of the Xeir. Because maybe if we allow him to put back the band-aid, and if it's necessary, let's say, sometimes the ointment is dried up, so he might be tempted to smooth out a new ointment, you know. So because of that, it's also. So the Mishnah says that could base on the base, Marzir and Retir B'Midosh, Avaloi B'Midosh, in Bitrilo Kandikanos. So in other words, to put back a band-aid on which there is an ointment that has already been smoothed out. So, B'Midino Yawasa. Why? Because sometimes he might be tempted to smooth it out in more. But B'Midosh, it's smoothed out because he's smoothed it. So, these are the halachas examples of the application of the halacha of Yishwudim. What is the reason for this halacha? And then we have another Mishnah that could give an error. Chitchum Yabelez Bimikdosh, Avaloi Bimdino, Kiyin Bikli, Kamli Kamosa. In other words, suppose the behemoth, the heifer that has to be used for a call, so has a certain moon. So he has to remove that moon. So with the keli, you're not allowed to do it. So that's in Rochid Raisi. But the yad, it's Rachayat. So it involves only Rochid Rabon. So maybe the dino, you're not allowed to remove it. But in the Dosh, since it's Rachayat, it's only involves Rochid Rabon. So you're allowed to remove it. So Chitchin Yavelez, the Dosh, always the dino. And then there are many other things. So the halacha of each food in Midrash is primarily mentioned in Eiradim, that Bey, that Gimel. That's the thing. It's also mentioned in Psochim, that Samadam. Why do we say each food in Midrash? So the Gemara says, because who is in charge? The Kehanu. And Gehanim is Nizimek. You see, Gehanim is generally speaking,
know what they're doing.
Yeah, they know. I mean, they won't do it wrong, Master. Anyway, there is a special aloche of Ishvudim. So does that mean that Yiddosh, Oshvishima, Mutajot, there is a plan, I mean, a general license to do all these things? It's not so much. It's not that in Yiddosh there is a general license. You know, you can do Oshvishima. There are certain limitations. Now let's see. Rambam at the end of Pirkei Beis Hakdil. Now there is a special Mrs. Hasei of Shmiras Hamidosh as the day shy. So there is Shmiras Hamidosh Mrs. Hasei. Mrs. Hasei. So Bisham was Mishmeras Eomei, the Nema Bachim came out of the Omei, the Zroch of Mish, the Aaron, the Bono, Shemir Mishmeras Hakeish. So there is a special mitzvah of Shmiras Hamidosh. So then he says, so the Rambam says at the end of the Hilchot Misapchire, Perikhes, Hilchot Misapchire, so Halochi Beis, so he says, Halochi Dalek, he says, the Hoyo Beitrin, so he says, ונכנס, ונכנס אחוב הקיאני, ושתי אבוקי שלו יביונו. When the קיאנים had to watch the windows, so at night, so it has to be light, so we used to carry candles with them, in order to be able to see. That's the way it had to be. How about Friday night? Friday night. So we carry a candle, even if you didn't light a candle. Candle is mukta, you're not allowed to carry a candle. So the Rambam says, Giseder hazeh eisim b'cholaylo v'laylo chutzmu l'shabes she'im b'yod ha'meyem elo beitkin b'neiris hadlukim shom me'arav Shabbos. So Friday night, you're not allowed to carry candles when they watch the Midrash. But they used to light before Shabbos candles in every place in Midrash. And then they used to watch by the light and they can
hang it by the wall.
Yeah, so, but to carry it light, why not? That's a Gemara Talmud. Gemara Talmud. So why not? After all, if you don't light the candle on Shabbos, if it was lit Erev Shabbos, you just carry it, so it's only a Nisar rubber of tilful. Of Tilfu Mukse and the Chuz Mibudosh. So because Mishnah says, I mean, that's the Gemara in Talmud, it's not in the Rambam's Talmud. Because Mishnah explains that because when were the Chachamim Matia, Chuz Mibudosh, if it cannot be done without. But here, the Shmiras HaMidosh can be done without carrying the candle. But the Mesachayim, there is no problem, all right? So the proper thing is to carry candles when they watch the Midrash, when they inspect the Midrash. Mashayim came Friday night. So there is another way of doing it, by lighting candles and putting it at the wall, attaching it at the wall. So the melee seems it can be done without being able to choose, so there is no heter of including. So that's, in other words, Ishvili Midrash is not just there. General license. In other words, there is no other way of doing it. What has to be done? But if it can be avoided, then there is no if there is if Efshal Asis and all the heter. So there is no heter. There is no license to do issues. Now, then in the Mishnah Pesachim, Yes. Die wichtigen Sachen, das haben alle mit allen Menschen, hat er sich nicht, hat mich alles gewusst. Schlimmer, wie schockt es mich, und Kohl, alles ist Feuer. Kohl, wie jeder, wie ist Feuer. Es sind drei Dinge am Menschen. Kohl, Kohl, alles ist Feuer. So you have Kohl, jeder, ist Feuer, is the same thing. Why is it mentioned three times? In other words, that is the same day of the color from Pesach, or such a rabbit, or the other from Pesach. So it had to be mixed up in three shifts. In three shifts. Kol veido ve Yisrael. Nicht wie so Katarishena, so wie more in Mishne mention the whole Seder. Nicht wie so Katarishena, in Smala, Azo, Mal, in Tauzis, Azo. Toko, Yeril, in Toko, Hakeni, in Shuri, Shuri, in Zidim, in Kesem, in Zor, Shura Shikur, Kesem, Kesem, Shura Shikur, Zor, Zor, Lo Yim Rovim, Lo Yatsif, in Shulayim, Shem, in Yichu, in Kari, Yik, Hashadam, שוחת ישראל ותבלעקי ניס לחבר, חבר לחבר, לחבר, לסמולי, ומר זה לסרי כאן, כן הכל מצווה מפריח, זה לא כי זה לא יזו, ואחס כן רדה, he said the whole thing, יוצא, that's the first shit, יוצא סוף חץ ושינו, וניח מסוף חץ שניו, the second shit, יוצא סוף שניו, וניח מסוף שלישיס, so the same proceed, כמי זה הראשונו, כמי זה השניו והשלישיס, קורס, הלל, גומו בשעסה, קורס הפסח, so we had to say hello in Gomru Shomu which somebody you know because a person takes a long time so sometimes you see the hello more than once so if we finish the hello once they, and they are not through with the Hakos HaPesach so they say it again Shomu Vim Shomu suppose they said it twice but they are still not finished with the Hakos HaPesach so Shield Shu Vim Shomu Shield Shu after the mission, Shushu Meir, many times, so it never took them such a long time to recite the Hallel three times, but it happened that they had to recite the Hallel three times, so they have to recite it three times after the mission, Shushu Meir. Rabbi Yudei Meir, Meir Mishal Kashlishis, Meir Yigir Lo Afti Ki Yishma Dishem, Mishaam Umati, Ki Maseo Bechel, Kach Maseo Bishah. Sometimes Arab Pesach is on Shabbos, but HaKoros HaPesach is there on Shabbos. So, Kimaseh Bechelik HaKimaseh Bishabbos. Elo Shachki Ani Madich Vesah Zor Shaloi Biotzei Chachom. In other words, if the Arab Pesach is Shabbos, they are not allowed to rinse, to pour water upon the floor of the Azor. It's true that he did it sometimes, but that was against the consent of the Chachom. Have you day in there, Ketzer in the Mali, in the Matarevez, Zork is the Alta Mebeach, Ketzer, Teiling and Mafshiti, in other words, you have to share the Seh, the Seh there, the Kompesach, but then after you share it, and you are there, done and everything, so you have to play it. So, like this, it's not Shabbos, there is no problem with playing. But suppose the Shabbos play, no Mashi Day, and take off the Hayim from the Seh, that's in Lach of Rice, but Rakhove is Deiche Shabbos, and you cannot be Mashi Day, unless you play it first, how can you take off the Hayim if you don't play it? So on Shabbos, you are also allowed to play it, because that's an integral part of the Hakodah. Kids are telling and machiting and shooting to lay a shal basal or a twin big solid over a mutin shebohem telling and machiting. So call me shame in walking this way so the half shape makro is dakim b'chalokim or in a shiviach shom al ksefi v'al tsayi. Because of chalei v'telei and machiting. So, if let's say, usually they had certain hangers, you know, attached to the wall upon which they would hang up the seh, and then as they put the seh, the slaughtered seh, you know, on those wooden shalbar, on those hangers, they would flay the hide. But because it was not done, so then they would have to take certain wooden vats and put the vats upon the shoulders of the kohen, let's say, one end of the vat on the shoulder of one kohen, then the vat on the shoulder of the next kohen, the third kohen, and then they would put up the seh on those vats. That was the procedure. So, if there was no hangers attached, kol mi sheili mokin misli su lehafshit makris dakim b'chalokim hoyeshom maniach al ksefim al kazuk chaveri b'tim l'makim. But as I know, that is misachir. But suppose it is Shabbos. So anything that is in us, so is deicha Shabbos. But something that is not a mask is not a Shabbos.
Flame itself is
well, flame is a mask. You couldn't be matter the name without flame. It's a mask. But till for Hamakra is involved in this Rabbanon Mukse. The Makra is a Mukse. So it's Mukse. So it's also the Rabbanon and Shabbos. So as I says, Yudalek Shechal Lies Bishabes Miach Gadol Akat Et Chaveri Biyad Chaveri Al Ksenkei Bitele Umafit. So there says, if there are place at Bishabes, so no, you're not allowed to put the wooden rods on the shoulders of the Gehen, because that will now fill the Mukze. So he puts the Seh, the slaughtered Seh, on the shoulder of one Gehen, then another Gehen puts his hand under the seh, and then the same seh is put on the shoulder of another kohen, and then as the seh is stretched out on the shoulders of the honey, so then they flay it, but not to put vats, not to put vats. Why not put vats? Because it involves a miser till the mukts. But the Chachon, that's a blessing, but the Chachon is a chay. The Chachon say that if man Shabbos, you don't have to resort to this laborious procedure of one
putting
kid,
the hand.
Putting the hand near the shoulder of the other kid, and then a shoulder of the other kid near the hand of the kid, and then another hand of the kid, and another shoulder of the kid. It's too laborious a process. And we don't have to worry about till the Mutze of the Rat. Because it should be English. It should be English. So the question is, so whether it's Chilik and it should be English. So the answer is, because if you are the Gemarian talk that with the Kehanim are watching the English, so on Friday night they're not allowed to carry candles, because they have to do it by the light of the candles that are
looks of
that are attached, that are placed in the Beis HaMikdash, because it can be known with Sefer Asis and Beheta. So Lezer says, here it's also Sefer Asis and Beheta. But it involves a lot of tears, the laborious passes, and the one kid makes the shoulder of one kid, and then the shoulder of another kid, makes the hand, and then again in the end of the kid. So it's considered as if he has Sefer Asis and Beheta. So in other words, that's the machlokes between the Blazer and the Chacham, and the Kosovo Paschal and the Chacham, that even on Shabbos, if there are place of the Shabbos, so we don't have to resort to the laborious procedure of one king putting his hands next to the shoulder of our king. But we can use machlokes, because in Shmuz we need them. In Shmuz we need them. Why? Because it involves a great year. Now the question is, here in the Yard, Ashushi Shalbaza. So in the Chamis, the Mor says, for in the Chamim Me'erev, Yimakipurim, Umatil Yisirtzim, Kedusha, Tokhtitsinosa. So, the Gemara says, Valim Tzare. So Abai says, Akil Tinshi Yiritsin, Gershon Shabimu, Obiomar Abai, Ochab Atani, Tzalalose, Afil Bokim Shishim, Baharis, Yokit, Dinner of Yashi, Afil Bokolomari, Mamar Abai, and Abdul, the Domination Shabos, Hanumu, the Hotel Kule, Afil Hochet, Silver Abono, being Shizmini, was not Rashi's girls, but the girls of the old other. So, the question is, so the children is the time. Those who are there is the time. Why is it different than the world in Tongan, the Gabi, Shmias and Lidos? On the Friday night, the Kiyami will not allow him to carry candles because it can be done better. So here too, it can be done better. What the important thing is, that the Kiyami shouldn't catch cold.
Right.
So, you shouldn't catch a cold.
Right.
So, but there's another way. Why do we have to dump iron rods in cold in the Bisatile? We can warm up. The Bisatile water was very cold. But Arab and Kippur, the Kiyami, could heat a lot of water, kettles, and then Arab and Kippur, and then they would pour
the
hot water that was warmed up into the Bisatir. So it's actually six of the time. Why did they have to do it? Either Mr. Rabbonon or Matsiro, but Rabashim is Chabein, so it's a black smart shedder. But can you don't be heta? Can it? So shame those in shame who are dearest, they themselves are the Kashi. Why should they be allowed to do tziruf of the mischabim, which is also in the rabbanon? But they can do it without any rabbanon. No law at all, mixing pouring in hot water that was warmed up and deeper into the sapphire doesn't involve any law and not any law at all. So it tells that it's even getting involved too much here, because if you have, let's say, hot metals, you don't have to immature yourself. You just dump it out, a few pieces of metal, and that will take out the chillness. But in order to take out the chillness by combining it with hot water, you have to boil a lot of water, many kettles of water, because the chillness is very big. So it would involve a big deal. Some melee, it's also so. So I think the reason why Rashi is not there is not here at all, it's a deep portion. It's a mission of precious in Arab that the base could give up that it should be in Russia. Because there is a limit on the issue of Russia. Only if it cannot be done all the heta, but if it can be done all the heta, so then there is no license to do issue. Suppose it can be done there, but it involves a lot of tirche, then there is a machlok between the Rebbe and the Chacham, let's say the Gabi Kol Pesach. So if it can be done by using many kiyamim to put their hands near the shoulders of the kiyamim, so the Rebbe says it has to be done that way, and the Chacham is saying, oh, don't do it. So if it involves considerable tirche, then it's considered like Yefshah. So, the Rashi Shiti is that warming up hot water and many kettles is not a big deal. It's not a big deal. So, the melee, there wouldn't be a heter to do real tzil, but because of the machine is habit, because you can do it by warming up hot water on the kettles, but that will also involve tirche, but not so much tirche. It's not like the tirche that is involved in having the member of tirche keep the hands near the shoulders of the other tirche, you know, that involves more tirche. So mainly, we can't apply the principle of the shvud b'nidash. But since he doesn't know something okay. So maybe the Kiyani took advantage of another Heta. What's that other Heta? Since he is the Rabbanon, so Silk is the Rabbanon, and this Silk is the Rabbanon, the space says, because it's only a good piece of metal, it's not a finished part. So Silk is the Rabbanon. And in addition, there is another Rabbanon also, because it's a mishabit. Even if the tzilut had been done in a finished tailor, it would still only be awesome the Rabbanon, because
Eino mishabit.
Because Eino mishabit is not Lech Nacheres. So here we have
Rabbi Yehuda
says, to the Rabbanon, I mean to the Rabbanon, we have to resort to the Rabbanon in order to be awesome. It's a shmuz b'shmuz. First of all, the tzilut itself, this kind of tzilut
is not a good tzilut.
Is only us in the Rabbanon, and secondly, it's in this Rabbanon. So it's in Shmuz Bishmuz. Now, there are certain appellants, B'mokim Tzare, now there is more in Shabbos, in Perik HaMatzriya. That's a dollar on the day. The 10th line from the end of the Omer, that's a down in Dom's base. Tanya, Reb Shimon Elozar Imeya, Tzipeiren Shepir is Rubo, Vititzin Shepir is Rubo, Vyad Muta, Bichli Chai Chad. Now, when Tzipir is Shepir is Rubo, sometimes in a is chipped off, nose off, but it's still on his
arm. Hanging on.
This, or Tzitzin, sometimes a piece of skin, you know, but you're feeling it. It's ripped off mostly, but it still hangs up. That's Tzitzin Shepir Shurubo. So Rav Lezer, Rav Shimon says, Shetipeiren Shepir Shurubo, the Tzitzin Shepir Shurubo, B'yad Muter, B'chli Chayefach. So if your hand, you can remove the Tzitzin completely, since it's already chipped off mostly. A little bit is still hanging down, so you can with your hands
tear it off
completely. The same thing that sits in the piece of skin that ripped off mostly, but it's still hanging down with your hands, you can rip it off completely. But suppose you take scissors and cut off completely, then you are high. That's what the Gemara said at first. Yad Muta B'chli Chai Chatz, Mikem Yidin B'chli Chai Chatz to Yad Muta L'chatzchir. What's the difference between Yad and Kehle? Yad is Klach HaYad. And Kehle, that's the usual way of doing it. But anything that in the usual way is also in the Raisa Chai L'chatzos, so Klach HaYad is also in the Rabon. So how can you say, if you do it with scissors, it's Yachai L'chatzos, since the Raisa. And Yad, you can do it L'chatzchir. If when you do it in scissors, you have a hatos, so the yach should be also the rabbon like Rahayat, and you look at Rahayat. You can be the Pichai Chabiyad with Rahayat, the Hohekov. Pierce Rubon, the Yad, Muter, the Ripot Rabuosa. Roy Pierce Rubon, so the Yad, Pot Rabuosa, the Huli Chayat. Omar of Yude, Halochet, Rabshin, the Lost. Omar of Bachon, Omar of Yechanel, the Hu Shepir